Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
I don't know if this is socially awkward or if it's just a weird, like an I guess it's etiquette, but it's etiquette of somebody who's already doing something. How do you handle somebody who's already doing something wrong?
Okay.
Like, I need etiquette for somebody who's already not in the right. Because we have a friend, Jessica and I have a friend who is a little bit of a gossip. And, you know, like if you say, I don't like gossip and don't believe in it, you're lying. Gossip's fun. Everybody likes to talk crap about everybody else. It makes you feel good and puts other people down. And what's not enjoyable about that, right? So you sit around and you say.
Unless they're your friends. I mean, are you talking about like a close circle? Are you talking about people you don't know?
Yeah, that's
I mean,
true.
It's just in every circle, you know, like let's use the environment of an office.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So like we all know each other here at Q100. You know, Nathan and sales and everybody else. Like, we're all friendly. And we all know who is who. And let's say there's...
Allegedly.
Right? So we're all in this circle and everything. And you'll gossip about other people in the office who you know and you have a respect for because they work in the same company as you. Well, this one person that is a gossip is, like, a pretty severe gossip to the point where they just, like, there's stuff that's blatantly made up. Like, I mean, they are a hardcore. It's almost the only thing they know what to talk about or how to talk is by gossiping.
But I do think Bert's right. Like, I think that if somebody comes up and tells me a story about somebody behind their back that I don't know too well,
mm-hmm. It's weird.
Then that I don't think much of that person. But if it's a close friend of mine, then it's like we're just talking about what's going on and we're kind of comparing notes.
Like, is this the inner clique gossip stuff that goes on? Because that's the stuff that I hate. Like, is this like part of like your friend group where people are talking crap about each other within the same group?
Like you and I talking about Melissa.
Yeah.
And just have it be like shady or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Not, it's a broader group than that.
Because there are levels of gossiping that are, some are acceptable and some are not.
Well, and is it gossiping if you're sharing somebody's good news? Or is it only bad news if it's gossip?
Yeah, gossip news.
Gossip's negative, right?
Like if somebody's pregnant and you know about it when she's only like 2 months along. And, like, I go and I tell Melissa, like, hey, did you hear so-and-so is pregnant
gossiping.
Or whatever? Is that still gossip?
Yeah.
Is gossip...
Because that's sharing
good news. Is
gossip
talking about something you don't know about?
It's not your news to share, though.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's either it's unconfirmed.
But even if you know for certain, like, something like a pregnancy should be spread by the parties involved. Mm-hmm. And that
so then that would be gossip.
It'd be gossip.
But if maybe she's just started telling people, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out if it's only bad news that's gossip or if it's good news that's also
gossip.
Well,
what does your friend do, Joe?
Well, it's hardcore, like, all she communicates in is gossip. Like, when she talks, everything's a story. You know what I mean? So
about someone else,
about herself. About somebody else. It's almost like she doesn't have the capability of having a random conversation about a new car she's going to look at. Like, it's always about someone else. So much so that I have begun to limit my time with this person.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's weird, but I still have a great friend who's around them a lot, around her a lot. So I get the secondhand gossip, and it's almost a joke now. Like, when I know that they're going out for drinks or when they're going to see each other or if they end up at the same event, like, I'll say, oh, so what stories did you get? And it's, for a time, it was a joke because there are always a stack of stories, and we would laugh at the stories. But then, or maybe not that, maybe this has always been the case, but then the stories started to affect people that I knew, and I knew the stories were made up, like 100% completely. And it's probably like that childhood telephone game. Like, I tell Bert something, then Bert tells Melissa, Melissa tells Jen, Jen goes to all the interns, and by the time it gets back to Tracy, the story's 1 million times different. Maybe that's what's happening, but the stuff is just blatantly wrong. So my question is, because I'm out, I'm removed, like I've already separated myself from the person who does nothing but gossip. My question is this: do I have any sort of obligation to go to either A, the person who's gossiping and saying you're not telling true stories and I think it's shady, or B, do I have any obligation to go to the person that the stories are being told about and saying, hey, somebody's telling stories about you, and not only is it gossipy, but the stories are wrong. And obviously, because it's gossip, and we establish gossip is negative, it's not good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd go to the person that the gossip is about rather than the exact source.
I think you can go to both.
But I almost think, like, I have these thoughts in my mind that I feel some obligation to protect these people, but then I'm like, well, I've already removed myself from it.
Yeah, they're not even really great friends. So are you contributing to the gossip and the drama by getting involved in it at all?
That's my thought. Because then does it become, oh, yeah, meddling.
I don't think it is if you go to the gossiper. You know, you're not meddling anything. You're just going to them. And I mean, even if you tell them, look, the reason we don't hang out as much is because I don't really like you talking about everybody.
I don't think you're capable of that conversation.
That's a tough conversation to have.
I don't think you're capable of that.
But I do think if you go to the person being talked about, because nobody seems to, that you said that they laugh about this person's story, so it's not as if anybody believes what they're saying about that person anyway, so I wouldn't even talk to the person who's been gossiped about.
I didn't have a problem when the gossip was just gossip, when it was just BS gossip, but then when blatant lies start to come up, mm-hmm. and I know the truth, like, then it's almost like, well, wait a minute, but then do I become a gossip by setting the record straight?
I think because the people that you're talking about aren't really important to you anymore, I think you just take yourself out of it.
Is it out of the loop?
Yeah.
Out of sight, out of mind?
Because if not, it seems to me like you're just contributing to the whole Hills mentality.
Because then, it's funny you said the Hills, because when I had this conversation with Jessica, she's like, okay, LC, how do you want to handle this one? But yeah, because then the only way to, if you point out that the part of the gossip is not true, then aren't you, by setting the record straight, contributing to the gossip because you're validating what the true story is?
I'll tell you what I think will happen also, because you're not part of this tight group anymore. If you get your hands in it, they're all going to turn on you because
right.
they're still hanging out with each other.
Oh, Jeff, that's just can't let go.
That's what I was going to ask is, how close is the gossiper to the person that they're gossiping about?
The person who is being gossiped about is a lot closer to me than the person who's doing the gossiping.
But are they close to each other?
No.
Like, are they friends?
Not really.
Because I would say you should tell the one being gossiped about if they are good friends and they're being deceived on that friendship. Like, hey, you need to know who you're dealing with here. Like, you need to know that this person is not really your friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Actually,
I've done that before.
I've done
really?
That before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I've done that before and just said, listen, this person is saying this about you. And
but they'll
you
turn
need to
on
know.
Me.
You know what has happened when I've had that conversation with a person? I said, he said to me, that's cool that you said that because I got to tell you what's going on about you.
Really?
Yes.
And the person was doing the same thing on the reverse?
Yes.
See,
yeah,
now
person,
I want to because
that's
set
a great
the record
point.
Straight
that,
about me.
That yeah, because that person's talking about you too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know, and that's the whole thing is like, I know that it's a two-way street.
Of course it is,
and
they don't have a life of their own.
And I almost don't want to know.
They can only just judge and talk about everybody else's life and share their stories.
Or they feel,
stories.
Well, they're getting attention that way. Like, there's somebody that doesn't feel confident in telling their own stories because they don't think they're interesting enough.
I have a friend who has somebody like this in their circle or who did and referred to that person as toxic. And I'm like, that is a great word.
Hey, Mark, you're on Q100.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. You got a way to stop this?
Yes, sir. Every time somebody's gossiping to you, just put your arm around them and tell them that you're talking about my friend and they'll shut them down.
And I think if you use this accent right here, it's more helpful.
Yeah.
Because it does
sound
warm.
You'll get shot with a hunting rifle.
It does sound like you'll be doing it on the front porch of a Cracker Barrel.
Right. Hey, y'all, you're talking about
it. If he did it, to me, it would be like all warm. Like, you know, it sounds sincere to me.
It does.
That's funny.
Cooper, what's up?
Hey, I was just listening to y'all's show. I just want to say that both of y'all sound like a girl right now.
Yeah, guys aren't supposed to talk about gossip.
I know. That's whole part of the problem is I don't want to insert myself into it and then become, I already got a reputation for being the guy who loves gossip. Like, I don't want to be the guy who gets involved in gossip.
What is the difference?
Because the guy who loves it just listens to stories and repeats them. The guy who's involved is re-editing them and bringing other people into the loop. And I think we all need to have, like, who's more annoying than the girl who is like, we all need to sit down and talk this out? I don't want to be that girl.
The guy.
I don't want to be
that
any
says
girl.
That.
Yes.
The Burt Show.
Rose, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Good. Can you speak up just a little bit for us? Sometimes when we have The Voice Disguiser on, it's a little tough to hear.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good. All right, you have been married for how long now?
A little over 5 years.
5 years.
And how long have you been part of the Golden Girls? Because whose name is Rose?
No, I renamed her. I renamed her. That's not her real name.
Oh, okay.
Her real name's Martha.
Rose, how long has this one particular subject been a source of frustration for you?
It has ever since I have actually met my husband. While we were dating, he actually had an issue with going to the store and buying me tampons.
Okay.
And I actually thought that this was something that he would get over. I'm usually good about purchasing my stuff every month. Mm-hmm. However, we got married approximately 2 years ago, and I recently found out that this is still an issue for him, and he still refuses, I mean absolutely refuses, to go to the store and purchase any tampons or Tampax, and I'm livid right now.
I want to ask, does he have any sisters? I mentioned this earlier.
He does. He has three sisters. Uh-huh.
Three sisters. I can't believe that he is so opposed to this then.
He is. He's absolutely opposed to it. I mean, it's to the point where when he was growing up with them, they would, I guess, joke with him and play around with the issue. But it's causing a problem right now for me.
Is he creeped out about this time of the month in general? Like he doesn't want to hear about it or?
All guys are. I mean, most guys are creeped out by this whole thing.
I don't know.
Most guys are.
Not necessarily. I mean, he just doesn't want to have to do anything with purchasing the product. He knows it happens every time this month, but to actually go to the store or go to the grocery store, he refuses.
Now, you also know it happens at the same time every month, so why don't you just buy it?
I mean, I would, but as my husband, I think he should have my back if I actually need him to go to the store at night.
This is what I'm talking about right here. The actual purchasing of this stuff is really not the issue.
She just wants to know that she can control him.
The issue, no, it's the sacrifice. Like, she wants to know that he will go through what is an uncomfortable situation for him in the name of love, right?
That's true.
I had told these guys that I had heard this comedian talk one time, this guy, kind of judging other guys for being weirded out by it because it's like, you know, the cashier knows that I'm not using these. And he said it also proves that I'm with somebody, that I'm pretty much, he's hooking up.
Getting it.
He's getting some. So he, you know, he's proud to do it.
Hey, Michelle, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi. I just was going to let her know, my husband, who I have been married to now for going on 10 years, not only won't go to the store to buy tampons, but after I gave birth, I needed him to go to the store. I was breastfeeding to get pads that you put in, and he wouldn't even do that. He made one of his female coworkers go to the store to buy it.
I don't understand the insecurity in this case of guys. Like, what really is the big deal? Like you said, chances are pretty good the cashier knows that you're not using them on yourself.
Yeah,
right.
So I don't understand because it doesn't seem like a big sacrifice to me.
I don't understand the problem with the girl just buying them herself. Like, I understand the pregnant woman. You know, on account of being all, you know, pregnant and just give birth and she's probably tired. I mean, it seems like a big deal. So,
sort of.
Yeah, so she's probably all wiped out and, her, you know, sore and whatnot. But for the tampons, why not? Like, why do you have to?
She might have cramps.
But she knows it's coming. It's not like she's
like. Have you ever had a menstrual cramp, Jeff Dollar?
Yeah, he had one this morning. As soon as he got in here, I think we all realized. Yeah.
And you're giving me one right now.
Jeff is on his period right now. You can tell. No, but
what did we call it before? Your menstruation?
Yeah, you're menstruating right now.
Are you PMSing?
I'm pre-menstruating.
Yeah. No, but Rosa, I want to ask what Jeff is referring to. So do you never buy it for yourself?
I always buy it for myself. I mean, within the 5 years that we have been married, I've probably asked him twice to buy it. So it's not that I'm sending him to the store on a regular basis every month.
It's just whenever you kind of, it catches up with you, you have to go and you ask him to go to it.
It has zero to do with that product. It has everything to do with him being uncomfortable. No, and her wanting to say, look, just make a little sacrifice for me here. I know you're uncomfortable with this, and even though it doesn't make any sense, do it for me. I mean, I'm your wife. Do it.
He does make a sacrifice. He puts up with her nonsense demands.
I don't think it's nonsense.
It totally is.
I don't think it'd be a big deal for him to go in and just do it.
Have you ever bought tampons for Jessica?
I don't think she's ever asked me, honestly.
I think I have.
Have you ever had to buy them?
I think I have, yeah.
I mean, I think I've been to the grocery store, like when we've been shopping, you know, and checked out with them.
Because that's a funny picture.
Well, even,
Uh-huh. Well, I balance all the stuff on my head as I approach.
I just imagine Jeff Dollar pushing the grocery cart with a big box of tampons in it. I don't know why that's funny.
I just go to Costco and I get that, 30 gallons of Tide and 400 tampons.
He comes out with a forklift of tampons.
Right.
Hey, just go ahead, put the pallets right on top of the truck.
Sure.
It's all good here.
Hey, is this going to fit in the back of my SUV or do I got to get one of them Home Depot vans?
Rose, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, there was an instance where we were actually shopping together, and I put it in the cart, and he just made a U-turn out the door.
Like, that's funny.
Like, you continue with your shopping.
He's so embarrassed by it.
I got to be honest with you, I'm really surprised by the calls, because most of them are from women telling you that you're being ridiculous.
Totally.
What?
Amen.
Go ahead, Melissa.
Okay, yeah. It's making me angry listening to this woman, because am I the only woman in the world who keeps, like, a stock tampon?
Yes.
Ever ask my husband to go and buy them for me.
Yes.
What would be the big deal if you did?
I'm sorry?
I don't understand what would be the big deal if you did ask him to go.
But what's the big deal with her just being prepared? It's not
a
surprise.
Well, Melissa's just saying she doesn't have a big old like
closet.
There's
plenty of times where women don't stock up, and there's plenty of times when women may forget, and then they start, you know, there's plenty of times that it can sneak up on you, and you may be in a situation where you can't go. And then somebody's on their way home, and you call them and say, look, could you just run by the store before you get here and help me out?
Can't you just ball up some newspaper or something?
That's real healthy.
I have not gonna answer that.
That's real safe.
I mean, basically, I wanted to find out, and the guys, not Jeff,
yeah,
but from the Atlanta listeners, is this a problem? I mean, do you actually go to the store and buy these products for your wife or girlfriend, or... Is it a mission impossible for you guys also?
All right, so you just want to hear from guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
So every girl calling up telling you that you're crazy, doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. That has surprised me. Joe, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. Love you. Fantastic show.
Thanks.
The question is, would she buy condoms for her husband?
I have.
Because my wife would not. And secondly,
really?
I probably would not.
Why? See, I don't understand what the big deal is here.
Joe,
like, why would your wife not buy the condoms?
I don't know. It's just the same type of thing.
She doesn't like to think about him with his girlfriend.
Yeah, she might look at the size maybe and go, oh, boy, you know.
That's embarrassing because it's too small.
But you said that you wouldn't buy tampons for her either.
Oh, God, no.
Why? Does it make you think about her period?
Yes. It's kind of one of those things where I'm like, ugh. You know, you just keep away from them for, like, those 3 days.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's not. I mean, she's a fantastic girl, and you know, we've been married for about 12 years.
24 days a month. She's an angel.
I just don't understand what the big sacrifice is, even if that whole part of your relationship, even if it grosses you out. If she can't get there, I don't see what the big sacrifice is. You going in, getting the stuff, and checking out. It's done in 5 minutes, and you're never going to see the cashier ever again.
And nobody
if you're
cares
really
if you're doing it.
It's sort of that one movie a couple of years ago where he had to buy tampons. I don't know if it was Mr. Mom or something.
Well, it's just, more than a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
What's that?
It was more than a couple
yes,
years.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I'm kind of slowing the time there, but it's just one of those things, and I'm sorry, but I would not do it either. She it's should just... be prepared for it, and, you know, I can look right now under the sink there's a box ready to go, and if she's running low, she better have them ready.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's cotton and
charming.
I'm not
cardboard.
In the same camp on this one.
Would not do it either.
Good morning. Zach, can you turn your radio down, please?
Yes.
Go ahead, man. What's up?
Yeah, man, I just think that, you know, first of all, I would buy tampons for my wife. I don't have a problem with it. But if her husband's insecure about it and doesn't want to do it, then, you know, I think that she should just drop it. It's a lot of wasted energy. Can you imagine the argument they must have if, you know, I'd like to ask Rose, do they actually argue about him not buying the tampons?
Yeah, but if
in
you're
her email, like she said it might lead to divorce.
What?
No, you didn't.
Yes, she did.
Did you say it's going to lead to divorce?
I said it's gotten to the point where if we don't rectify this, then it's possible.
Now, there's got to be something else because I going back on that last caller, if it gets to the point where you test him too, I bet, just to see if he'll do it.
Well,
right?
Actually, right now, we're not having sex. And we're
just
not going
to cut him off
until he actually goes to the store and buys it.
All right, so hold on a second now. How long has this embargo been going on?
2 weeks so far.
2 week hoochie embargo. Just because he won't go and he
what
won't. The yeah. Woody what embargo. Just because he won't. Now, that to me is a little ridiculous. Like, I hate when women do this, where they withhold this just to make a point. This bothers me. Now you lost me.
I mean, I understand the frustration because I don't understand what the big deal is, but I think it is. You're probably carrying it just a little too far.
I mean, it is what it is. And I mean,
I'm just wondering what else is going on.
Yeah, yeah, there's got to be.
I mean, that is the only absolute issue. I mean,
that's it.
Does he have a pattern of like not wanting to do anything uncomfortable for you? Like, let's say there's a party that you guys want to go to Friday night, and he knows that everybody at this party, he's going to be bored to death. He absolutely refuses to go. Is he that kind of guy?
He is.
Okay,
that's what we're talking about
just,
here.
It's not about.
It's like he doesn't compromise. So what you've done is you've dug in. It sounds like on this one issue when you're really digging in on a big old personality thing on him, that's just bugging the hell out of you.
It is. I think you hit it right on the head.
That's the Myra coming out in you.
That's what I do.
You've hit the tampon right on the head.
Hey, Alex, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What's up?
I tell you, when I'm drinking my Budweiser, eating my buffalo wings, and the commercial comes on for Tampax or yeast infection, that bothers me. I have to switch the channel.
Come on.
Well, anyways, you shouldn't be watching Lifetime while you're eating your wings.
if my wife were to ask me, I would definitely go out there buy the wrong product. So that way, if I give it to her, she would never ask me again.
Dude, come on.
What
now
is wrong with you?
What is the matter
there,
with
I gotta
you,
say,
man?
And Jen, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't there something charming about a guy, or at least you're impressed by a guy that has no problem doing that?
Absolutely, because they realize it's a natural thing. It's not some sort of disease that we get once a month. It's like a natural process. Every woman you know goes through it every single month, so... Yeah, get over it.
It's almost like a sign of respect that the guy would do it. Like the reason I asked about if he had sisters is because normally a guy like my brother, he has no problem with that because he's got two sisters and he's had to do that before and he has no problem doing that. And my father had no problem doing that. And so I just think there's something. Yeah, I think it's a sign of respect because when guys like him, I will buy the wrong product. It's disrespectful.
When I was in college, I used to carry him with me in my pocket and just randomly offer him to girls at the bar. And then they would know I'm a sensitive, deep guy and that I have no problem with stuff like that.
Did you put your phone number on him?
So I was just kind of...
The Burt Show.
All right, so last week, I think it was Jen that told us that FHM named Megan Fox the sexiest woman in Hollywood, right?
Yeah, sexiest woman of 2008. It's only April, but they were still coming out with the year's list of the hottest women. And so she's posed, of course, in this very, you know, seductive look. She's wearing a bikini. And you can see that she has on her right hip, but it's more like, you know, closer to the...
What?
But she has written in this scroll, Brian, because she is married to Brian Austin Green, right? Or engaged to?
I think engaged.
I think it's engaged to.
I think they're engaged.
I think it's engaged to Brian
Shut
Austin
up,
Green.
Really?
Yeah, the dude from 90210.
They're still together?
Yes. So she has Brian tattooed on her what?
Wow. New respect for three names. Brian Austin Green. Well done, my friend.
So we were talking about it in the studio and we were looking at her picture and everything else. And I was asking the guys, would you have a hard time getting together and hooking up with a woman who had some other dude's name tattooed on her? Because say they break up or whatever, or don't get married or, you know, whatever happens and they move on to other people. Like, would a guy be able to get over the fact that she had Brian written right there?
All right, let's ask only guys this question because I think you're going to hear a pretty similar sediment through all these calls. And you're talking about two different things. Like, could I get past the tattoo of somebody else's name if it's just going to be a couple of weeks and she's as hot as Megan Fox? I've told you guys before, guys will sacrifice a whole bunch for hotness. And if I have to stare at some other dude's name on her body, just knowing that I've got Megan Fox for a couple of weeks, I could see right through it. I wouldn't even see it. I don't even care.
It's but like right there, like a big red flashing light.
I don't care. I'm sleeping with Megan Fox. I don't care.
You said last week you'd change your name to Brian.
Yes, I would officially change my name to Brian. So it would all feel good.
The problem you're going to have is, when does she tell you? Like, does she tell you when you're in your intimate moment and you're making your way down there to where you'll see it?
Like, well,
and she's like, hold on a minute.
I got to tell you that.
Breaks.
And if the name's Brian, and let's say she goes out, let's say her and Brian Austin Green break up, which they should. And so let's say they, you know, are no longer seeing each other because she's too hot for him, and she goes to a bar and hooks up with some other dude, and his name's Brian. And then on the second date, he's doing that and sees his own name down there. Like, no matter how hot she is, that's pretty psycho.
He thinks she's crazy because he thinks she got it after the first date.
So she's going to have to warn everyone regardless.
If you realize a girl is that crazy and she's that hot, you'll still have sex with her three times. So now if you're talking long term,
right.
Like if now you're in your relationship and you're in love with her, then it starts to bug you after
how
a while.
How long till you get sick of reading Brian?
13 years if I get to have sex with her.
You mean that's how long you'll deal with it?
Yes. I don't know. I think once you really start to have like feelings for her, and I think once you start to exchange the L word, then I think it probably starts to annoy you a little bit.
Then it's got to turn into a dragon.
Something. You got to make Brian out of something.
What is Brianiac? No, it means Brainiac, but he misspelled it. Really, you got a really smart woody what.
Smart woody what.
Good morning, Terry. You're on
Q100. Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Hey.
How are you?
Yeah, she could have Pope Benedict tattooed all across her front, and that'd be okay for the first few times.
It doesn't matter. There is a relation to how hot she is to what you will put up with.
Okay. Exactly. And if it got too bad, then you could roll her over, you know, then you wouldn't see it for a while.
Right. I think that was my point last week also.
Well, let me ask you this. What if she's an average-looking woman, but you guys are getting along great? You've gone out on a couple of dates. You are really excited that she's taking you back to her bedroom, and then you see Brian tattooed. And what if it's on the front and the back?
Average looking woman?
Average.
Deal breaker.
Yeah,
you don't sleep with
deal
her?
Breaker.
I probably sleep with her once.
If it's Megan Fox, though, I go to the tattoo parlor and I get the name Brian tattooed in the same place and just say that we're getting matching tattoos. and when people ask me 10 years from now what that means, I'll say, well, there's one time, you know, Megan Fox, she and I hooked up and we met at my friend Brian's house. Even if I don't, then I will go find a man named Brian and bring her to his place and at that place tell her I love her. And that is how I will have sex with Megan Fox.
Now, do women operate the same way? Like if a guy is, I mean, we're talking about, you know, choose your flavor, David Beckham.
Okay.
All right. If he's got, let's say he and Victoria break up or whatever, and he's got tattoos of Victoria on him, can't you work around that because he's so good looking, at least for a little while?
For a little while, yeah.
Hell yeah.
If he looks like David Beckham, yeah. But if he's an average looking guy, I don't know.
Deal breaker. Good morning, Ryan. You're on
Q100. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Well, my ex had one on her back right at the top behind her shoulder blade. So, you know, as when we did what dogs do. You know, I had to use my hand and cover it up.
Really?
Yeah, but it was pretty big, too. I mean, I have pretty nice sized hands, and it pretty much covered it up. I mean, but, you know, that was kind of ignorant for anybody to put somebody else's name on there. And in Megan Fox's case, she'll get a good laugh out of me.
That would be tough. I mean, if you see it every single time and it's bothering you so much to where you got to put your hand over it. Yeah,
right. Well, and, of course, that was her favorite position, so.
There was such a love-filled relationship. Okay. She loved it when we did it like the dogs do it.
Wow.
A little too in-depth on memory lane there.
As a matter of fact, she might be down in his basement right now.
Oh, my Lord.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.